This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
My Easter Dove by Henrietta Cordelia Ray. There came a dove, an Easter dove, when morning stars grew dim. It fluttered round my lattice bars to chant a matin hymn. It brought a lily in its beak, aglow with dewy sheen. I caught the strain, the incense breathed, and uttered praise between. It brought a shrine of holy thoughts to calm my soul that day. I caught the meaning of the note. Why did it fly away? Come, peaceful dove, sweet Easter dove, above earth's storm and strife, sing of the joy of Easter tide, of light and hope and life. About this poem. My Easter Dove appears in H. Cordelia Ray's second and last poetry collection, Poems, published in 1910. In Legacy, a Journal of American Women Writers, Heidi Morse, a lecturer in 19th century African-American literary and cultural studies, writes, quote, Ray's poems, like the many other verses written by Northern Black women, such as the poets named by Gertrude Bustill Mossel and published in periodicals such as The Woman's Era and AME Church Review, are authentic reflections of her social and cultural milieu. As late as 1926, the African-American educator and activist Maricha R. Lyons praised Ray's versatility, love of nature, classical knowledge, delicate fancy, and unaffected piety. She sings like a gladsome child, basking in the sunshine of earth's cheer and beauty again. Like a serious maiden, she stands with quiet, reverent feet at the edge of sealed mysteries. End quote. Morse then notes, quote, Ray's obscurity within the African-American literary tradition is not merely incidental. Rather, I submit that scholarship on Ray has been hindered due to an artificial critical division between African-American literature and classicism. For example, Angela Sorby characterizes Ray's classical verses as the work of a post-sentimental female poet performing her competence by crossing into the public sphere of the classics, but distancing herself from potential discriminations through the artifice of classicism. Such a reading positions Ray's neoclassicism as a performance, perhaps even a performance of whiteness. But for Lyons and her contemporaries, Ray's classism was solidly rooted in her educational background and her Black activist community. End quote.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.